Hola, mommies and poppies. It's your girl, Jaylana Stevette. And I want to thank you for tuning in to another episode of Naughty Tales. Yes, I know it's been a couple of weeks since I have tucked you in, but I've had to make some other arrangements for a little bit. But I'm back. And I'm back consistently with more sweet, sexy stories that I know that you're going to enjoy. So, tonight we're going to switch things up a little bit. I've got a sweet, sexy excerpt from my first book, Getting Back to Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby, that I know that you're going to love, and it's called Freaky Fred. Oh, yes. So Freaky Fred is going to take you on a journey tonight from my first book. And then I've got a couple of pieces of erotic poetry that I want to try out on you. Now, this is my first stab at a little bit of erotic poetry, so it doesn't really rhyme, but it definitely will definitely turn you on and get you completely hot. Are you ready for it? I don't know if you're ready for it. With that being said, let's get all of the pleasantries out of the way. You can follow me on Facebook at Jaylana Stevette and at Jaylana Stevette, the author. You can also follow me on Instagram at Jaylana _ Stevette. I'm creating a new page on TikTok, y'all, so I haven't put anything out there, but it's at J Stevette, J-A-Y Stevette. And then, of course, I'm on Twitter, where it's pretty hot. Some older stuff there, but there's some specialties in the link of my bio if you want to join some subscriptions. And that is at J Stevette. So those are all of my social media handles. I'd love for you to like, share, and subscribe to all of my pages. I guarantee that we're going to have fun, y'all. But anywho, now, so Almost Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby. It's done, y'all. It is in the hands of the narrator right now, and the release of the book and the audio is set for May the 15th. So y'all get ready, because this book is a New York bestseller, y'all. It is steamy, it's spicy, it's hot, and it's got an incredible story. So get ready, y'all. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready for that. You can also purchase my first book, which is the prelude to the sequel, Almost Happy. You can purchase Getting Back to Happy on Amazon and everywhere the books are sold. You can purchase that in hard copy, or you can also get it on audio, and it's available on audio on the Audible app, y'all. So I'm telling you, this book is amazing. You can get it on Amazon. Again, it is everywhere books are sold. And if you haven't gotten it, you want to catch up, because the second one is coming out. And then at the end of the year, I've got another book being released as well. So I'll give you more details on that. And then the upcoming book celebration that we're scheduled to have probably sometime in June or July to celebrate Almost Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby. But anywho, now that we got most of the pleasantries out of the way, let's dive right into the podcast, Naughty Tales and Toy Stories. Well, wait a minute before we do that. So I know I've been writing a lot of these naughty tales lately. So my goal is to hit you with about 10 more stories. So about 10 more weeks of short stories, so that I can start writing the toy story segment. Remember, we left off and the sex toys had went on strike. Jaylana's life was up in chaos. COVID had just hit. So we got to find out what happened there. So we'll have about another 10 weeks of naughty tales, and then we'll transition right on into toy stories, probably for about 90 days, another 90 days, 4 to 5 months of the year. So, but I guarantee you that you're going to have continuous content coming from me from the rest of the year. So I want to thank y'all for tuning in. I want to thank y'all. Consider subscribing, because with the subscriptions, I'm going to supply more video footage as well. So you may want to consider on Spotify going over to a subscription page for the Naughty Tales and Toy Story. Just a thought there. But anywho, now that we have officially got all of the pleasantries out of the way, we're going to have a quick word from our sponsor, and then we'll get right into erotic poetry and flowetry and a naughty tale. Sexy. From the way that I walk to the way that I hike my legs and everything in between, I can give you one glance and you become naked, wanting me. With just one look, we exchange our pleasantries, our desires, our eyes lock, and I see you, baby, vividly. You touching me in unmentionable places that I want to mention. My breast, my hips, my thighs. Oh my. Your tongue all over my body parts. You penetrate me deep and I moan. Oh, fuck me, daddy. You hear me with those eyes of yours. I've got your attention. I'm always able to capture that essence of you. From the way that I walk to the way that I hike my legs, and baby, everything in between, I'm a sexy motherfucker. What happens when you try to turn a fuckboy into a boyfriend? Almost Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby. As Tabby takes a ride on the back of her young hottie's motorcycle, little did she know that she was in for the ride of her life. Love's journey with Jaquan was full of surprises, highs and lows. Tabby tells her story of love's journey, and how a love so simple turns into something so complex. Love's journey turns into love's lesson. And Tabby comes face to face with the person most in control of her happiness. Tabby. Almost Happy tells a tale of love, romance, and erotica in an urban fashion. What happens when you turn a fuckboy into a boyfriend? Tabby's tale takes a look into love, sex, and conflict with the bad boy as she finally struggles to be happy. Freaky Fred, an excerpt from Getting Back to Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby. When I got to the bar, I looked around. The sound of trap music was playing on the jukebox and there were only a couple of customers present. I sat at the bar and instantly smelled the down-home cooking coming from the kitchen, and I knew that this would be my home for the rest of the day. A double shot of Cuervo, please, the bartender obliged. I tilted my head back and took in the tequila. It went down smooth and refreshing, considering it had been a few weeks since I had a drink. I asked for another double, took it back, and then ordered some food. "It's going to be a long day, ma'am. I might as well introduce myself to you right now. I'm Tabby, and I just buried my best friend." "Well, I'm Tara, and I make the best drinks around here, girl. I'm so sorry for your loss. This first round is on me. Now, if you don't mind, I'm going to keep my eye on you. Pain is a hell of a drug. You don't want to add fuel to that fire." I stared at her for a second. I said, "Okay, Tara, keep an eye on me. As a matter of fact, make me something good." "Oh, I definitely can do that. Since you're in the spirit of tequila, let me make you one of my signature drinks. You seem like you could use an uplift, boost your spirits per se. I call this drink Getting Back to Happy. It's tequila, lime juice, and pineapple juice. Goes down real smooth, but has a powerful punch. Be careful." "Sounds right up my alley." I got teary-eyed. More than anything else, I want to be happy. "Tara, make me one of those and keep them coming." "Coming right up." The next morning, I woke up with the biggest hangover. I sat up in bed with my head spinning. I looked over and saw a big, light-skinned, awkward-shaped lump lying next to me. "What in the hell have I done? Wait a minute. Is that Fred from high school? Freaky Fred?" No. "Say it isn't so." I looked over slowly at the mysterious man lying in the bed next to me. Yep, it was him. Fred Forrester, a.k.a. Freaky Fred from high school. "But how in the hell did he end up in my bed?" Ah, I knew how, but I couldn't remember the details of the night before. "Think, Tabby. I went to the funeral, then to the bar, had a happy drink, then..." The rest of the night became a blur, even down to the details of waking up with a high school chum. "Tabby, you gotta do better than this," I thought. I eased out of the bed and tiptoed to the bathroom. I grabbed my phone to get some clues from the night before. I looked to see 10 missed calls and 20 text messages. The 10 missed calls and first 17 text messages were from James. First, indicating he still didn't think I should be alone. Next, he professed his undying love, saying life was too short and Ebony's passing was a reminder of that. He asked me again to get back with him via text. I responded with laugh emojis. He then switched gears, calling me a dirty whore who wouldn't get anything in a divorce settlement. Then the last text message was an apology for his behavior. Typical James. The last three texts were from Tara at the bar. She was making sure I got home safely as the man I was walking and talking to swore we were high school sweethearts. She asked me to check in when I made it home, and apparently I did just that. I responded to her text with one of my own. "I made it home, and now Freaky Fred is going to suck the soul out of my vagina." I was so embarrassed. I decided I couldn't let this happen again. It was not one of my finest moments. I looked down at my phone. I peeked out of the bathroom. Fred was laying on the bed and his head propped up and his arms smiling. Fred had pop bottle glasses and he was still as nerdy as ever since high school.
"Tabby, I can't believe I got with the prettiest girl in high school."
"Fred, you are way too obsessed. Stop it."
"Obsessed I am. I had an amazing time last night. I can't believe I came home with you. You acted like I wasn't even alive in high school. Did you know we had Spanish together?"
"Fred, that was many years ago, so no."
"I remember everything about you. I was in love with you. Still am."
"Okay, this is a bit odd."
"Don't worry. I love you like a high school crush. Since I'm married now, I know we could never be. Married? So shouldn't you be getting home?
My wife knows I stayed too long with the boys. She's okay with that. But I'm ready for round two.
Fred kisses me and I feel a slight electrical charge. As he kisses my body, I notice that Boo Boo Kitty was springing into action already. That bitch nasty, and she will take any dick that's thrown at her. Since he was touching me so good, I decided to let Kitty do the talking. I wanted to feel this man suck the soul out of my vagina like my text last night mentioned. So in all fairness, I decided to give Freaky Fred another shot. I reached for his manhood. I stroked him centrally, but noticed nothing was happening. I touched him again. Still nothing. I didn't want to put in the extra work, but it appeared for the first time I would have to. I was not used to men not getting aroused by my touch, and it felt awkward and frustrating. Fred grabbed my hand to stop me.
Tabby, it's not you. I promise I'm so turned on. But I don't think you remember me telling you last night that I have diabetes. The diabetes affects my erection and I must give myself a shot. So if you excuse me, I'll be right back to finish what I started.
Wait a minute. Did this man just tell me he had a wind-up penis? There is no way I can be with a man that I can't get hard. That's way too creepy. I decided that after today, I would not see Fred again. I wanted a penis that I can make love to and control, and this was not it. This man had to wind it up in order to get it started. Too much work for me, especially since he was not my investment but his wife's. I headed to the kitchen and hurried and took three shots of tequila. I had to race from my psyche that this man had to have penile assistance. I imagined him winding his dick like a jack-in-the-box, and I chuckled to myself. As Fred emerged from the bathroom, I took that moment to take in his frame. He was funny built with a big stomach and skin hanging in the arm and thigh areas of his body. It looked like he had gained some in the areas and lost in others. Age was not very kind to him. I looked down at his Johnson. Fully erect, it looked to be about 4 inches. I was very disappointed, and I knew after today, I would have to ghost this fool. Our lovemaking was confirmation he had to go. Now, don't get me wrong. When it came to eating pussy, he truly snatched my soul. But there was not enough penis to sustain what Boo Boo Kitty needed. And to make matters worse, Freaky Fred had awkward conversation during sex. I can deal with the usual, you have good pussy, fuck me harder, and come all over this dick. Those were given. But Fred had a way of wanting to pretend like we were in high school all over again. He was saying things like, if you met me in gym class, would I get your number? And if we had a chance to work on our big Spanish class project together, would you have been my girl? That was extremely creepy. But I played along with it to get the act over with. When we were done, he kissed me, told me he loved me, and asked me to dinner. I told him I would think about it and call him later. That later never happened, as I deleted Freaky Fred's number from my phone. That was a nightmare I didn't want to relive again. I promised myself I would do better over the next few months, not only to make Ebony proud, but for my own sanity.
Are you looking for a sweet escape from your reality? Chaylana definitely has a story to tell. 2 novels, Getting Back to Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby, and Almost Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby. Both urban escapes so thrilling, they'll both leave you satisfied for the next journey, which is Naughty Tales. Almost Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby, coming soon, May 15th, 2023. Her podcast, Naughty Tales and Toy Stories, is an urban sexual treat. Toy Stories, when Sex in the City meets Sausage Party. And Naughty Tales, sweet, sexy stories that'll tuck you in at night. So come, take this journey with Jaylana Stevette and see what she has to offer. Because she's sexy, she's sassy, and she's a whole motherfucking vibe. He hit it from the back. Ooh, I love it when he hit it from the back. My fat ass and my back arched ready for his entry. His dick is fat and long, so my pussy throbs as he takes his time invading my love cave. He applies sweet pressure and my walls feel electrical charges from his entry. Juices wet. We both moan in harmony and ecstasy at the intensity of his strokes. I'm at the pearly gates of heaven. He picks up the pace and moves deeper and deeper inside of me. And the gates of heaven open as he grips my fat ass and strokes me. I yell out obscenities at the pleasure of it all, telling him to fuck me harder and slap my ass. He gives it to me like only daddy's dick can. I edge away. He pulls me back and says, take this dick you asked for. I say, oh, baby, yes. His dick is so amazing, I cream and cream and cream. Oh my God. Oh God, I'm in the Holy of Holies. I love it when he hit it from the back. Hey, Daddy. Hola, mommies and poppies. It's your girl, Jaylana Stevette. And once again, I want to give a huge thank you for all the countries that are listening in to this podcast. I told you before that I don't take this lightly. I appreciate your love and your support. So, baby, listen. I think the last time we checked in, we were up to like 33 countries. Baby, we are up to 37 now. So even being away for 2 weeks, I have picked up 4 countries of listeners. I just want y'all to know how much I love, appreciate, and appreciate and support you for supporting me. And I also want you to like and share and subscribe and support. Tell your friends. Tell them about this podcast. It's got some hot, steamy stuff that's going to get you fired up. And then it's got some funny, witty, adult humor as well. It's got a little bit of both. So it's something for everybody, okay? And okay. But anywho, I'm giving a shout out to all of my countries tuning in. The United States, India, Australia, the United Kingdom, Japan, Canada, Indonesia, Germany, New Zealand, China, Nigeria, the Philippines, the Netherlands, Kuwait, Sudan, Romania, South Africa, South Korea, Portugal, Taiwan, Israel, Pakistan, the Hashemite Kingdom of Jordan, Malaysia,
Italy, Puerto Rico, Norway, Ireland, Russia, Belgium, Afghanistan, Sri Lanka, Turkey, Iraq, Iceland, Denmark, and Chile. Again, your support does not go unnoticed. Your support is very appreciated. I put these podcasts together for people like you who love good content and want something sexy. So on behalf of Jaylana Stivette and Boo Boo Kitty, I just want to say that we love you and we would be nothing without you. Meow.